from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
We're going to talk to John Wehner, who's on the line right now. And John, do you have any hair left? Because I know Doran and I, we were pulling ours out last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the same thing. I mean, the offense once again, and, you know, I think there's been 5 of the last 7 schemes games that they've scored 0 or 1 run. But it was a great atmosphere. It was great to see the crowd go out there, almost 33,000 people. It felt like a weekend game. It was a Tuesday night. He obviously did his part. You know, the Pirates had some opportunities, with the bases loaded, and you're facing Lance Lynn, who throws a lot of fastballs. Just couldn't get anything done against him, unfortunately.
John, the situation where Shelton substituted, obviously, Cabrian Hayes for Rowdy Tellez, can you tell us why? Do you have an answer to what the dynamics would be of bringing in Cabrian Hayes in that situation? Now, I know that they changed pitchers and things of that nature, but, you know, Cabrian Hayes hasn't been great lately. He hasn't been hitting the ball, and Rowdy Tellez has.
Yeah, that whole left-on-left, that JoJo Ramirez is, you know, he's really good. He throws hard. He has a good breaking ball. You know, left-on-left with Rowdy, although Rowdy has been better of late. You know, obviously he's been a lot better of late, and even against left-handed pitching. And you've got to pick your poison. You're going to let Rowdy, the lefty, face the lefty Romero, or, you know, you're going to give Hayes a chance, hoping that they don't go to the bullpen. Obviously, they went to the bullpen and got the right-on-right matchup with Hayes. You know, it's all it is. It's a matchup situation where you're trying to create the best matchup, and Hayes has struggled. And Hayes has hit a bunch. He hits the ball on the ground a bunch. He hit that ball hard. I'll give it to him. I mean, he did hit a bullet right at the guy.
Yeah, made for a faster double play to get turned, John.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right. And there's been a bunch of them off of Hayes' bats lately.
What do you make of the 7th inning? You get Connor Joe up. He hits for Sawinski. He gets the single. Should they have had the bunt sign on for Yasmani Grandal?
Nobody can bunt. He can't bunt. We've watched it. I mean, you're giving away an out. That's the thing for me that's crazy about the game of baseball today, and it's not just the Pirates. It's everywhere. I want to say, where were we? I don't know if it was the White Sox, but the last road trip before the All-Star break, they had Grandal bunt, you know.
Two strikes.
Every bunt. I mean, it was first and second, nobody out. You're supposed to bunt the ball to third. He's fouling them off down the first baseline, and then he does it with two strikes, the same thing. I mean, guys, we see it all the time. Milwaukee, I think we won a game because Pat Murphy bunted one of his guys that hadn't had a sacrifice in 5 days, or in 5 years, not 5 days, 5 years without a sacrifice bunt. it's not that easy to just go up to the major league level and face major league pitching and square your body around at a pitcher not doing it before. It's difficult. It's not an easy thing to do. Unless you make these guys bunt more and or develop hitters to bunt through the minor leagues, come to the big leagues and bunt, it's not easy to get a sacrifice bunt down. And I continue to see this, not frequently. I love the bunt. I'm all for bunting and moving guys over and playing small ball, but these guys are incapable, most of them. They had their guy up there last night, Wynn, who should be able to bunt, and he looked like he never bunted before. And you know, he fortunately hit the ball to the right side, you know, for the Cardinals and moved the runner up. But still, it's a lost art in baseball, and it's terribly frustrating to sit there and watch these guys get called upon to bunt and look like they look like they've never done it before, because most of them haven't.
John, if the Pirates win today, if they win the series against the Cardinals at 12:35, how's it going to look? Like, I mean, obviously they need to score runs, but how will it look if they do end up winning this baseball game today?
It's big, you know. They're on a nice run. They're winning series. Obviously, they now that would be the fourth straight series. The two before the All-Star break, now the two after the All-Star break. I mean, you know, we've been waiting for this team to get on a little bit of run. They won 6, 7, 8, and 9 or whatever it was. And now you have a team that's above you in the standings. You win a series. It's a beautiful thing. That's the way. I mean, you're not going to make up all the ground, you know, in a week or in a series. But if you keep winning series, especially against the teams that are in your division, the teams that are above you, you're going to creep up. You know, you're going to play good baseball. You're going to win more than you lose. And so it's a big win. It's obviously a big game. It's an important win. There's still 61 games, so we still got a lot of time. But, yeah, you want to beat the teams you're playing against.
The Pirates are 41-11, John, when they score four or more runs. And it should be more than 50% of the time-ish that you're scoring four or more runs. So if they can add a bat at one position, how do you kind of rank the spots where you'd want to add here?
Right field. You know, it's historically been a position where you look for a productive bat, a bat with power. You know, we're starting to see some signs with Jack Suwinski as far as, you know, making contact. When Jack Suwinski starts making contact, he's going to hit the ball to the ballpark. He had a couple of hits last night. But, you know, we're 100 games in, and he's still under 200, and he still has less than 10 home runs. So it could be center field, too, although, you know, if you get a slugger to play right and you look for defense in center. Obviously, third base, you're not making a change there, but we need Key Brian Hayes to do what he did at the end of last year, and he's been searching now for 4 months. You know, behind the plate, obviously we've got to kick. We're not going to make any moves there, but Barth has done a pretty good job out there. But mostly, yeah, your weakness right now is at third and right. You're not going to make any changes at third right, or unless you can go and get a Luis Robert or something like that to upgrade you in center, or Chisholm, or, you know, guys like that. But, yeah, I can't imagine what the price is going to be for offense, because every lineup you look at, every game, you know, we'll watch this for the rest of the year. I look at these Pirate lineups when I'm on radio. I have to read the lineups, and I'm seeing 201, 186, you know, on base percentage of 280. I mean, offense is so bad throughout baseball, especially the bottom 3, 4 in the lineup, to where there's so many teams that are still in the race that need offense. And there's only a few teams, or I don't know how many teams, are looking to move offense. So that premium, that price is going to be high in terms of prospects. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes up.
John, I wish we could have talked to you about Paul Skenes, because even though he got the hard luck loss last night, they still have him, which is a very good thing. And my God, is he impressive. But we figured we'd focus on the negative because, hey, that's what we do. Thank you for the time. And I hope you had fun in Cooperstown this weekend. Good time?
Awesome time. It was super. One of the best weekends of my life. Yeah, it was. I've never been up there, so that was a great experience to get to see and experience all that. And plus, the knuckleheads I went up there with made it even more fun.
Did you cry, John, during the speech? It was a hell of a speech. One of the best ever, probably, from Jim Leland.
I won't cry or shed a tear. There's two different things there. Does shedding a tear count as crying? Because if that means crying, I cried.
So it was like a slow, singular tear just trickling down your face?
It's one of those where you yawn and you kind of act like you're just yawning and you wipe your eye. Yeah, I did that a few times.
Do you ever cry, John? Do you emote that way?
I'm not a big crier. No, I'm not. Yeah, I mean, I have. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I haven't, but yeah, of course.
I
mean,
I figured you had, gosh. Yeah.
I'm not a robot. I got some feelings.
Thanks for your time, John. Appreciate it, as always.
Have a good week.
See you.
See ya.
We'll talk to you next Wednesday after the Pirates trade for another guy who can't bunt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.